Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Yes, welcome back to our continued coverage of the Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Frida Leibowitz from Debi. How are you, Frida? Good to see you.
I'm good.
In person. I think this is the first time we've met in person, I think.
Really? I feel like I know you already for so long. No, this might be.
Another conference, maybe passing in the hallways and waving or something like that. But anyway.
It's all a blur.
Great.
Zoom, real life.
Yeah, exactly. It's all melding into one big mess. But anyway, we're enjoying it. You guys are enjoying life because Debi is, you guys are really taking off in a good way. So tell us a little bit about Debi and how your organization has evolved, not only just organization wise, but maybe the model has changed as well a little bit.
For sure. It's interesting because one of the best advice I got as pieces of advice that I got as a young entrepreneur was be married to the problem, not the solution. And I think that was the best thing because, yeah, Debi definitely has evolved, but the problem we're solving has not changed. That has always stayed the same. Our mission has stayed the same. And, you know, maybe I've already said this before and the last time we talked, but, you know, for me, I grew up in a family that always struggled with a poor cycle of financial behaviors, and that was really just because we didn't know better, right? We were an immigrant family with a single mom, wasn't college educated. And more than that, I've come to realize it's just if you think about the incentive system in today's financial services industry, what do you think of when you think of incentives? You think of rewards.
Yeah.
When you think of rewards, you think of credit cards.
Yeah.
When you think of credit cards, you think of spend,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I'm a young consumer or any consumer really, right, like what's screaming at me? All these options to keep buying more things I can't afford with credit so I can have that nice stuff now. And not just that, but I'm going to earn all these points and they make it all exciting for me to keep spending.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other side, right, if you are struggling financially, really no one's there to like cheer you on and reward you for good financial behaviors.
Right.
And that is what Debi really came to focus on in the end. There were a lot of different ways we tried to go about it. But where we are right now and what's really taking off is we built a really powerful rewards program for financial wellness. So think about a complete reversal of credit card rewards, where instead of getting points for spending more, you're getting rewarded for good financial behavior.
I
make a $300 payment, I get 300 points.
Yep.
I add $200 to my savings account, I get 200 points.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of this, we really chose to partner with credit unions and we have kind of been like, we're all in on the credit union land now. I'm happy to talk a little bit more about that.
Sure.
But with credit unions, what's really cool is we're able to give them this edge, right? This is now becoming a credit union only benefit. So if you want to get all these awesome rewards for this these good financial habits, you've got to join a credit union. And so we became really what we built is a network of credit unions. We're hopefully going to expand to nationwide where young consumers will come to Debi. They might be struggling financially. They might be, you know, where I was not that long ago. And they'll be like, hey, I want to earn rewards.
Yeah.
And in that process, we'll say, hey, you know, we'll pair you with a credit union that's near you. You'll sign up, you'll get a membership, and then you'll be able to start earning.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
So that is how Debi works now.
Wow. Being rewarded for good behavior and joining a credit union at the same time.
Exactly.
Who could ask for more?
Exactly.
Good. So what do you want to accomplish here at Nakiso? Obviously, getting the word out about how cool you guys are and who you're working with, because you guys just signed up with Community Financial Credit Union in Michigan and other credit unions as well. So, yeah. So what's the big goal that you want to achieve here?
So first of all, we're presenting tomorrow at the Next Big Idea competition.
Oh, that's right.
So,
yes.
Yep. I have stuff to practice. I practiced with Rachel this morning, and she gave me a lot of feedback. So, so I've got to do that. But I think for us, really, it's getting the word out. And also, like, this is so interesting because I just sat at the lunch, and I feel like there's kind of a vacuum of just like there's nobody's talking about acquisition, right? There were all these topics on the different tables during lunch that you can join. Not one of them was member acquisition. And I think, and I spoke to this woman about it, I forget her name now, but she said something really interesting to me. She said credit unions weren't built like this. They never had to think about acquisition before, because if you think about how they formed,
they had an engaged group.
It was built in. They were like, we're with a SEG, we're in a local area. And so they were really embedded into the local ecosystem. But that's not working anymore.
Right.
Now they have to start thinking about marketing. And so I think hopefully what I'm hoping to accomplish here is be able to talk to those credit unions and kind of help them understand what they're doing today and what is that edge. Because again, hearing a lot of voices and a lot of great companies solving like the tech piece of it and saying, hey, you have to have the latest digital thing. No one wants to walk into a branch. And we've heard all these things before. And that's awesome. Yes, get your plumbing fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you get that fixed, it doesn't mean people are going to come to your house. You still have to have some differentiator. Yeah, it's not enough to just play catch up.
If
and
you
so,
build it, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to come.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. Gotcha. And so I think what really I'm here to do and is hopefully talk to as many credit unions as possible and help them understand how they can build an edge, mm-hmm. right? And how they can win over, they can win business from the larger financial institutions, and hopefully they can do it partnering with Debbie.
Yeah. One of the tools in their toolbox.
Yeah, we're currently offering a 12-month exclusivity in your region if you're the first one.
Wow.
So, and we still have a lot of regions to cover.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we're here to do.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
So again, how have you guys evolved? Because in the beginning, you were just. Well, maybe the other question is to say is how are. I want to revisit how you guys are bringing in the younger members.
Yes.
So, because that's something credit unions desperately need, even if they, I keep calling it a member succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
They need, obviously, I think the average age of a member is like probably in their high 40s, low 50s,
mm-hmm.
which, okay, they're still in their prime earning years, which is kind of a good thing, but the bad side of that coin is that they're getting older and then they're not going to need as much from their credit union anymore, but they need to get that younger member segment in there as well. So how again are you guys bringing in those younger members? Because I think that's something that's really desperately needed right now.
For sure. And I'll tie that back to like how we evolved. I think when we started, again, our goal was always to help people improve. And we started by focusing entirely on the debt side and thinking about how we can help young consumers lessen their interest burden.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what we saw is people paying extremely high interest on their credit cards, right? And sometimes north of 30% if some of these retail cards carry very, very high interest rates,
mm-hmm.
right? So we were like, okay, let's help people do that and let's partner with credit unions and just do debt consolidation loans, right? So we were doing debt consolidation loans and we were still building some rewards program. And I think what we found with that, it was too limited, right? And the other thing is the credit union world is evolving right now to understand how to take more risk, right? They, at their core, they're there to help people. But at the same time, their underwriting and their other risk assessing capabilities are not
mm-hmm.
fully there.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that a lot of people didn't even qualify for these loans, and then that was getting difficult. And so we said, okay, how can we start building? And we were losing people, right? Like people loved the idea. Everyone wanted these rewards, and they just couldn't figure out. Like, right, we couldn't figure out how do we what do we do with them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't want to lose them,
mm-hmm.
And we don't want. We also want them to have a positive experience with credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And so that slowly evolved into, hey, let's create a universal model where just by becoming a member of a credit union and opening up a deposit account, a checking account, a savings account, whatever it is, you can get started and you can earn those points. And then what we're doing with that is bringing them into the system. And so when they're improving, as they're getting better,
mm-hmm.
then we can start layering in those like offers for debt consolidation or auto loan refi
or maybe
even your first auto loan ever, right?
Yeah,
like all these things that you have to create. The problem is with all the models that just focus on like a marketplace where you just sell people stuff, so you either get it or you don't, they leave. Right,
yeah.
We needed to create a pool of people who are going to stay, and they have a reason to stay, and they're engaged, and they're doing things right, and then you win their business over time,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of have like this, you know, this very aligned incentive structure,
mm-hmm.
because the credit union wants you to improve, you know, and then you obviously want to improve so that you can qualify for these products that are higher value for you and higher value for the credit union. And so, just to get very technical about how it works today, when a credit union joins our network, they don't have to do anything. All they have to do is have a decent digital account opening experience and Plaid connections. We have no integration, so we make it very easy. You can just, you know, you'll define your region, you'll tell us what you want, and then we'll just start sending members your way. And then once a young consumer will come to Debbie, we'll say, hey, go join XYZ Credit Union, like
mm-hmm.
Community Financial
mm-hmm.
Credit Union, if you're in Michigan, for example.
Yep.
You'll sign up, you'll create your account, you'll link it back to Debbie at Plaid. That's how we confirm that you have the account. And you start earning.
Wow.
Yes. And
I like
the last
process.
Thing that I'll mention, which is also really cool, is we're not, again, once the member is already in, we
mm-hmm.
want to increase the engagement. So what we'll show the members, we'll say, hey, if you can connect your Chase account, your SoFi account, whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get points.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start putting those savings dollars into your community financial account,
mm-hmm.
you'll get 2x points. So you could put $200 in your savings account with Chase and get 200 points,
right.
Or you could put that $200 in your CFCU account
mm-hmm.
and you'll get 400 points.
Even better,
so,
even more incentive.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, you guys are thinking of everything.
We tried really hard.
Well, oh my gosh, there's so much to cover here, and there's so little time.
Yeah.
But so what are you going to be covering on stage tomorrow in the next big idea? Basically what you just told me?
What I just told you. Yeah, the whole thing, the sob story, the how we came up with this idea, how we can work with credit unions. Hopefully
it's
we can make
a... It's a pretty cool story.
I've been
fans of Debbie since you guys first started and had you on. How many years ago did I have you guys on? Like 3 or 4 years ago at least?
When did you guys first start? 3 or 4 years ago we weren't around.
Well, maybe two and a half years ago. I think I got you. When you guys were just getting going. So that was really cool. Yeah. All right. Anything else to add, Frida, before I let you go and go back and practice some more for the next big idea?
Yes, definitely. need more practice. I think any credit union that's really interested in A, making a difference, and B, using that to be able to really attract the younger generation who really need your help right now. Our generation is a lot of credit card debt if you read any of the stats, and really poor savings habits. So if you want help and make a difference, you can join the Debbie Network. And you can do so by going to joindebbie.com/partners. I'm sure Mike, you'll include that information.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it.
Change the world.
I mean, rewarding good behavior. How hard is that, you know? And how logical is that? My gosh. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, Frida, I'm going to let you get going. And thanks again for your time. And good luck tomorrow on stage. We'll be cheering
for
you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Appreciate it.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.